On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Welcome to the Ron Van Dam Show. Hold on tight, things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing.
Got a special guest on the show today. Oh, shut up. Hey, good morning, good afternoon, good night. It's the Ron Van Dam Show. My special guest today is... Crap, I forgot. He's a man from various media backgrounds, and he wears a hat.
All the time.
All the time. He's Mark Schepetto, ladies and gentlemen. He's been on the show before, and he graces the studios again today. Ladies and gentlemen, lovely and talented Mark Schepetto. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Ron. Thanks for having me. And yes, I do wear a hat a lot. Is it actually an old wives' tale that you will lose your hair if you wear a hat too much? My mother used to say that back in the 80s and 90s, and now I'm losing my hair. Was she right, or is that just
no,
a myth?
No, I think it's a myth. I think you're predetermined in your opening as to whether you're going to have hair for all your life or not. I'm so jealous of these 70, 80-year-old guys who have beautiful white hair and a large head of that.
Yeah.
Like Jay Leno, for example.
Right.
I mean, like, where does he get off having that kind of hair? And then I wonder, is it really his hair, or did he have things done? I watch the television commercials for these... hair replacement places.
Oh, yeah.
And it looks really, really good. But the problem is you have to not see somebody for a number of years for them to forget that you were balding.
Right.
Otherwise, it looks like you had something done. So,
right.
You know, but it it looks, I don't know.
Yeah, you know, I listen to a certain sports radio station from time to time, and one of their major sponsors is one of these doctors of hair.
Yes, doctor of hair.
And they and they all have had their hair done.
Uh-huh.
And they rave about it, but I think it's extremely expensive.
Probably.
And B, they have to, obviously they have to have somewhere to get the hair from, so you must, you have like lengthy hair in the back.
Yeah,
so,
I could transplant
it. Take it from there.
Right. Or my balls are rather
hairy. Well, I guess if I took it from my pubes, then I'd have an afro.
Yes, you would. Well, you had some of you would be an afro, some of you would not.
Right, I'd have kind of kinky hair.
You make him multicultural, which is fantastic for you. I don't know. On one of the Bosley one, which I think was the father on Happy Days, on that one, they apparently don't have to stitch into your head anymore. It's some type of laser replacement where they don't need to actually go into your skull. And I think that sounds really good because that's what would really stop me was them like putting holes in my skull and weaving stuff into my skull. I don't want my skull touched.
Right. Yeah, it's
No skull dog. You know, that's like, what if something goes wrong? You know,
right? But I guess if you're going to be bald, today's day, it's more fashionable than it used to be.
Used to be.
Right, some of the Hollywood celebrities have made it somewhat more cool.
I remember in some clubs they used to have signs up, no skinheads, which which meant a completely shaved head. I think it said in small print.
Right, because it indicated that you were like a neo-Nazi or
correct,
something.
Yes.
But now they're...
Now it's fashionable to be a neo-Nazi,
now it's fashionable to be a neo-Nazi.
Really, no.
You know, as we sit here, Ron, and we were talking a little bit about this before we went on the air, I'm scrolling through my phone.
Yeah. Got your contacts?
Yes, because my wife and I are supposed to be going into New York City in 2 weeks for a little getaway.
A little chicka-bow-wow?
Yeah, a little chicka-bow-wow. Mm-hmm. I mean, sex always does feel different when you do it in another room or another state or absolutely another place.
It can even be a dive motel,
right?
And it's still, and actually that's not a bad idea.
Yes.
And it just, yeah, you're right, it's just a change of location.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, except for your mother's house, that doesn't work,
right? So we're just going there to have sex and just forget about the bright lights and the big apple.
Yeah.
So, yes, that sounds like my theme music for my business.
Yes. Well, Mark is also a private detective. He's a private dick.
Well, I'm not a very good private detective. I often call myself the Barney Fife of private eyes.
Well, it's not that. It's just that you're such a public private.
Right. I'm a public.
You're a public private.
I could go to jail for that.
Being a public private?
For showing my privates in public.
Well, you should. I think that's an automatic misdemeanor.
But, you know, I reserved a hotel, okay? I gave him my credit card information. I didn't pay anything, but if I don't cancel it within 24 hours, then they charge my credit card. The only problem is I don't remember what hotel we are going
to.
So I'm scrolling through my phone. I even texted my wife and asked her if she knew.
Did they send you a confirming when you booked?
They had to have, and I just can't find it. And we have so much stuff nowadays. We got junk and spam and multiple emails, and I guess I could just go through all the hotels in New York City one by one and do a spreadsheet and just go down it. And,
How did you find the hotel? Can you remember that?
I believe I was Googling. No, actually, I usually use Expedia.
Go to Expedia and see if
my search history.
Well, that, or if you went to Expedia,
book it through Expedia. I just looked through Expedia.
But did you see it in the Expedia thing?
I did.
Then if you look at the Expedia thing again, it might ring a bell.
Well, thank you for the case information. Yeah, I mean, it's just horrible. And we were talking about this, how our memories are somewhat selective.
Yeah, they are selective.
And do you get frustrated? Like, I get frustrated when I'm on social media and someone posts something on social media from a long time ago. All right, so I posted something last week. Mm-hmm. I posted a picture of the Challenger crash, the anniversary.
Okay. Oh, that's so sweet.
Right. And I said, where were you on this date?
Right.
Because a lot of my friends are from youth or from that time. Mm-hmm. And I just remember I was eating in the cafeteria. That's all I remember.
Right.
All right. I was a junior in high school and I was eating in the cafeteria.
Yeah.
But then all my friends start coming up with this. I remember when the principal came over the intercom and she was crying and she said this and she said that.
Yeah.
And I was just getting annoyed and frustrated that I couldn't tap into the same memory that they had, and they were actually sitting in the same room as me.
They could be making it up. It's possible.
Do you think so?
Yeah, I would.
It's like those people that that know everything about every line from Tori's like that when she's on with you. Like they remember movies and lines from movies from a movie from the 60s. Yes.
I there are a lot of people that do have these incredible memories, but most don't. And I think it all has to do with marijuana.
Mm.
I think if you smoked when you were younger, that you fried your brain quite early and nothing developed since you were 20.
Right.
I think that's the case. I think marijuana is a dangerous, dangerous mind-screwing weed. Alcohol, I understand if you drink enough, you lose brain cells, which never, ever come back, except for the Bosley Brain Cell Treatment Center.
Right.
And I think you put it all together, and that spells mother, and it's trouble. However, what I was going through, Mark, is that...
I think I might have found it.
Oh, my God.
I just did.
Oh, my God.
I just did. I must have put the confirmation email in my...
Saved?
Saved in family folder.
Yeah, good idea, too, to do that.
Yeah. So
good.
We're staying at the...
Well, all right. Just say what... Don't say the hotel. You might have a lot of people going down there to see you.
I'm not going
to
tell them. Okay. I don't mind saying
it. Just the name of the hotel, I suppose. They can't Google that.
Novotel.
Oh, I know it.
Do you?
I know it.
Is it a nice
they have
hotel?
Quite, very, very nice.
Really?
It's what they call them, boutique hotels.
Yes.
Very, very nice. There are a few of them. There's one in Times Square and there's one up on Fifth Avenue.
We're in the Times Square one, and you can either get a view of the Hudson River line.
Yep. Very nice. Very nice hotel.
I just hear Billy Joel music playing every time.
Mm-hmm.
Or facing Times Square. All right, so I
found
it. Thank you.
Good. Nice rooms for sex, too.
Are they?
Yeah.
Great.
I don't think I stayed in one. I think I watched a Spanish show that was a novella.
I like boutique hotels.
They're nice. They're boutique-y.
Yeah, they're boutique-y.
Yeah, weird furniture.
Right. And my wife has been on the computer for the, I don't know, she's an obsessive compulsive researcher.
Really?
And she wants to go to an island for 7 days in September.
Did you save that island in your
No,
in
she's
your
been
mail?
Looking. I try to defer from that trip.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, you know, we're just getting off the summer, the pool, the heat. Why do we want to continue the heat? Because by the time September comes, you're sick of the heat. But
well, you have a new home with a pool.
Yeah.
So
it's our third summer.
Oh, it is? Oh,
yeah,
it's,
but we're
boy, it's been a long,
yeah, but we'd be closing the pool mid-September and then flying to an island.
Yeah, yeah.
So we're looking at...
I find that stuff boring, personally.
Do you?
Yeah, I can't do that stuff for more than 2 days. After that, if I've been to the beach 2 days in a row, the water looks the same.
Mm.
And then, like, all right, well, now I got to eat food, and then, but I can do that anywhere. So, like, what's the deal here?
Yeah, her theory is we're always on the go so much,
yeah,
and we need to sit down and relax.
Mm.
I suggested Vegas or Nashville, to go there.
There's more stuff to do.
Because, but you're renting cars and you're running around and you're not relaxing.
I don't care for the
She's
islands.
Looking all inclusive, which has
That's nice because then you don't have to pay for anything. You know, that's cool.
Yeah, except $5,000 to go there.
No, it's not that much.
It's for Cancun. It's like $3,200.
You have to go that far. They've got all inclusives down in the.
We looked. It's much more expensive in Bahamas than it is Cancun.
Really?
Like $2,000 more.
That much?
Yeah, and the flight's about the same distance.
For how many days?
Like 6 days.
That's a lot. What are you going to do? Again, they have a pool. You have a pool.
Eat, drink, windsurf,
screw,
kayak, screw.
See, for me, if I go to an island or something, you know, you have sex the first night, and then it's just like having sex at home. You're like, okay, I'm done.
Right.
And then I want to get back on the plane and do stuff.
Yeah. Do you christen the hotel, like when you go to a hotel, like the second you drop the bags, you just drop the pants?
No, my first course of action, no, I save that for later on at night. My first course of action is check the TV. I cannot stay in a room if the TV doesn't work. And if they say, we'll send someone up, no, I want another room. That's what I check.
Interesting.
I don't care if the toilet doesn't flush. The TV has to work.
Right. I always look at the TV.
Yeah.
But you wipe down the remote control with a wipey because they're all dirty because everyone touches them.
No, see, I never thought of doing that. You're right, but I never thought of doing that now.
Right, yeah.
You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't take the remote control and rub it against my crotch or anything, but...
We keep shifting directions, but I went to Baltimore last year for a week to film a TV show.
Right.
And they put us up, believe it or not, the casting company was from London.
Yes.
And... their production assistants booked everything.
Right.
And they booked the hotel. And when you looked at the hotel online, it had a picture like it was overlooking the water.
Yes.
And then when we got there, it was a cruddy, crappy hotel in like something out of the TV show The Wire in Baltimore.
I'm so sorry.
And it used to be a nice hotel.
Oh.
And I was so skeeved out.
Yeah.
Did
you christen it immediately?
No, I went to the local pharmacy and I bought a blanket just so I could sleep with the blanket because I could not touch the blankets.
Did you ever try? And this has nothing to do with whether you're married or not or anything like that. Did you ever travel by yourself, which you have?
Lots of times.
And you, when you're, if you're married or single, it doesn't matter. But you go through these scenarios in your head that you know will never really happen.
Right.
And the scenario is, you get into the room, then you go downstairs to their bar or the bar across the street, and as soon as you get some businesswoman is going to come into the bar, you're going to strike up a conversation before you know it.
Yeah.
It never happened. In the movies, it does all the time. In real life, kind of doesn't.
Right, right.
But that fantasy, I think for guys, that fantasy is always in place.
And this right here is the reason why you will.
Because you have a ring.
Yes.
And that is usually a come on. Like, come on, you serious?
Yeah. Right.
Because they don't want anything that is long lasting. They just want a chicken the bow wow.
It's very common. And being a licensed investigator.
Good idea to wear the ring.
Right.
Even though you're not married.
Right. Right. Yeah, put one on. Being a licensed PI for over 20 years and doing a lot of infidelity stuff.
Is it better to be married?
It is better to be married, and it's very common. I've heard of a lot of people that they do their like annual business trip. All right, so say they're in the same company, and then they just meet once a year.
Yep.
At a middle ground, like you're flying from Boston, you're going down to Dallas, and someone from Seattle's flying down to Dallas, and every year you meet the same people and you have the same conference.
Yep.
Well, lots of times those people have someone, and they meet and they screw and they do their stuff and they go back to their families and then see you next year for another screw.
Yeah, and then they have dinner, which would be a chew and screw.
Right, a chew and screw. Right. So you know, and so I guess that's the safest way to cheat.
It is, because there's no commitment.
Right. You're cross-country.
They're not going to say anything. You're not going to say anything.
It's just...
It's perfect. Of course, ladies, that doesn't really happen in real life.
Of course not.
These are scenarios that, of course, are absurd.
Well, no, I've had women call me that
careful.
Get intelligence via the internet, and they want me to send an agent there to catch them, and they see that there's conversation that's a little bit outside the lines of professional with someone, and they suspect it, and that's when they do it. You know, it sounds somewhat intriguing, I guess.
It's just like
not
in the movies.
For me, but
oh, certainly not for me either, Mark. But I just said that in the movies. See, the movies like pretty much tell you what you're not doing in life that you should be doing, but it's not what people should be doing, and it's not common.
Right.
But in every single movie that I see, when there's a man and a woman, especially the main characters, they go out on one date, you can pretty much tell they're going to be spending the night in somebody's bed.
Right.
And it doesn't really work like that.
Yeah. The bottom line is people just like to fuck, to be blunt.
I don't think you can say people on the air like that.
Right.
Well, some do, some don't.
Yeah. Right.
I mean, some would like to, but some of them like the adventure of it.
Right.
More than the actual
the thrill.
Yeah.
So maybe you get permission from your spouse to be able to go for the chase, but you never are allowed to go for the kill.
Yeah, that'll happen. Sure. Sure.
Anyways,
that works.
Anyways, back to my memory.
Yeah. Oh. Well, very good. You remembered you were talking about that. That's pretty cool.
Yes.
You're good.
I remember.
What kind of memory lapses do you have besides the hotel thing? Do you ever, like, where did I put something?
Oh, all the time.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, no, all the time, especially my car.
Excuse me?
My car.
Excuse me?
Yes.
You don't know where you put your car?
Like in a parking lot and, you know, that type of
really?
A situation. Yeah. And
I have dreams like that, but it's never really happened in real life.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I don't know if I'm going to have...
Wow, Mark.
Like, I remember...
Did you smoke a lot of pot?
You know what? I don't do drugs. I didn't smoke a lot. No. Occasional,
well, this is weird, huh?
Occasional...
Maybe it's stress.
Right. My wife says it's because I have so much going on and I'm spread so thin that lots of times I'm very good at my business and running everything with my business and remembering the 60 cases I need to do and then calling my kids' doctors and doing this and going to the hardware store and picking up tapioca pudding for the wife later and getting stabilizer for my gas, which I need to do.
She likes tapioca, really?
She does, yeah. Yeah. She likes when I tapioca.
That's normal, but the other thing isn't.
Yes, I remember all that, but then it's other things that I'll just
tapioca.
Put my hat down or put my keys down or park my car. Or,
interesting.
You know, and I'm a real stickler for the past, as you know, and I really wish I could remember things more from my childhood because I'm so enamored by the past.
Really?
But, yeah, I struggle. Yeah. I think a lot of our memories are based on photographs anyways, right? You kind of create memories of childhood through photographs that your parents took.
I don't have any. The photographs I have, I never look at. I just don't ever. They're there, but I don't.
Ever heard that old saying, photographs and memories?
There's a song, something, I don't know. I don't remember much of anything.
I don't know.
Which I think is very, very good. I like that. I don't like remembering a lot of things.
Right.
I think that's a luxury. I think it's pretty good.
You think remembering stuff, Jesse? Like I told you, I told you last time I was on, I've been sitting in bed watching the Carson show. And I go through phases. Like I'm happy to watch it.
I know.
And then I get sad because he's dead.
He's dead. And everybody on it.
And everyone else is dead on it. And then I get depressed.
But it's not just that show, Mark. It's every single show that's on those retro channels, every single show they're gone.
Right.
And it used to be the black and white shows, you know, obviously they're gone. Now it's the color TV shows, and that's depressing.
Right.
You told me last time you were on about this this station, Antenna TV.
Yes.
You set me out on a mission that I went a little too far.
Right.
I actually called Antenna TV, and it wasn't easy to find their number.
Really?
Really. And I called Comcast, and I spoke to three different levels of people saying, because you get it. You have Comcast.
Yeah, I do.
You get it. If I lived in the city of Brockton, which is very close by to where I live.
They get it?
They get it. But in this town, they don't get it. So I called Comcast and said, how can that be?
Yeah.
How can all these other places have it, but I don't get it?
Right.
And they said, well, it's, they couldn't answer that. They couldn't answer it at all. So I said, well, can I get it? I said, well, you have to put in the request. So I put in the request three times.
Yeah.
You know,
so online or they go, online, you have to write a letter?
No, online. They have a form for that.
Yeah.
And then I continued to make phone calls saying, well, how do you explain that you don't have it in this particular town, but you do in the next one and the one after the next one? And I still don't have it, but I'm doing a very big campaign. I want that channel badly. And then I called Antenna TV and I said, are you online? Can I watch you on?
Yeah.
No, we're not online. Can I rig up something, a big antenna? No, you can't. It's only, it's only through a cable provider. There are no independent stations that carry it. So there's just no way unless Comcast goes my way. And I really want to watch that stuff.
Because you want to watch Carson.
Just like I did when I went to bed when I was a kid.
It's fun. Yeah. It's fun to lay in bed at 11 o'clock and watch it like you were watching it then.
I know. You kind of lose yourself. But it does have its depressing moments.
I watched it the other day and there was, the other night, I should say, and there, I can't remember the lady's name, but she was from Wellesley, Mass.
Oh.
And she was the plant lady. She was teaching Johnny how to like do geraniums and keep them alive. And she used to be on like this, I don't know, like This Old House or some of those shows. She was like 80 in like 1984 when she was on.
Possibly not here with us anymore.
Right? It's just,
I watched The Match Game.
I love that show.
It's interesting. Yeah. And they're all gone. Just about
the lady 90%. With the glasses. What was her name?
Fannie Flagg.
No, the other lady.
Brett Summers. She recently passed.
She recently, really?
She's gone.
And the host is dead?
He's been dead for quite some time.
Really?
Yeah, Gene Rayburn. He's
Gene
been
Rayburn.
Gone for, Richard Dawson is gone.
Richard Dawson.
Betty White was on a lot. She's still here, but, you know, I don't know.
She's just, she's...
Fannie Flagg. I mean, they're all, Charles Nelson Reilly, they're all gone. They're all gone. And that was a color TV show.
It was. Now, it's funny because, you know, game shows to me were... You know, the thing that you did when you were homesick from school.
Correct.
Right. That's what you did. You're homesick from school.
They're fun.
You watch game shows.
Mindless fun.
Yeah.
And they still are mindless fun.
Yeah. I love game shows. And occasionally, I do like Steve Harvey on the Family Feud.
I can't stand him anymore.
No?
Can't stand him.
Why?
I never liked the show because it's on every channel all the time. It's the one show that's overkill. You would think that's the only game show ever created by God.
But the other guy does Family Feud as well. There's two Family Feuds running.
What other guy?
The guy with the white hair.
Oh, yeah. Well, he's not on that much.
Because you see him doing it as well.
Yeah. He's the guy who was on Seinfeld there.
Right, right.
John something.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. It's all Steve Harvey all the time.
And they've changed the questions.
It's
almost
what he's saying half the time.
Kind of like edgy and sexual now.
Now it's really sexual. And it's not fun anymore. So I really don't like it. And then I watched the old Richard Dawson stuff. Mm. And that was a whole different show, really.
But did you realize, did you watch that show and did you just say to yourself, do they cast certain American families or American families just that weird?
Weird.
They like are. Some of the families on there are just...
I think they cast them. They want families that are overexcitable, that have huge personalities.
Yeah.
They don't want families that just stand there and say, library. You know, they want to go, library, library. They want excited people.
My twins want to go on that show. You think they'd have? How could they say no with two boys in wheelchairs behind the thing?
Probably could.
They just can't hit the buzzer. Someone would have to hit the buzzer for them.
I don't know if that's going to work. Right. Some other show they can be on, like Jeopardy or something. Well, they have to hit that too.
Right. That's a problem. Right. That's a problem. Right. They don't have the reflexes to hit that. Now, I have fond memories of being sick as a child because I would watch all sorts of game shows and everything.
Wasn't it the best to be sick when you were a kid?
It
wasn't
was.
It the best?
It was.
Because everybody else was in school and you were in bed being coddled by
your mother
or whoever.
Yeah.
They bring you stuff and
soup.
My mother
bring me home a magazine after work. And
And you'd be under the covers there, nice and warm and toasty. Yeah. Everybody else is sitting in school.
I don't know if it's the same today being sick. Like my 10-year-old, when he's sick, when he's home, I guess it is.
I don't know. It's too much to do. See, it's too much to do. It was better back then because when you were sick, it was like you just stayed in bed and just watched TV.
Occasionally catch an episode, a rerun of Big Valley or Julia Child. Well, I used to love Julia Child as a kid.
Really?
I did. Yeah, really? I was enamored by that show for some reason.
About the only real cooking show there was at that time.
Yeah.
And I guess that was why.
Yeah.
People didn't show you how to cook otherwise on TV.
Why has...
TV's just gone suck.
Pat Sajak and Vanna White not aged a bit?
Ask their plastic surgeons.
Isn't it
There's
amazing?
No question about it.
Isn't it amazing how they still look the same from the 70s?
She looks like she's naturally still pretty good.
Yeah.
But Sajak, you can tell, he's been stretched and fucked with like...
They have to be in their 70s.
He definitely is. He definitely is.
So speaking of the Big Apple, now I'm going there in a few weekends.
Yes.
My wife hasn't been since her eighth grade class
yes,
trip.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I've been 100 times.
Yes, sir. Here's what you do.
Tell
Ready?
Me.
Here's what you do.
All right. I'm taking notes.
All right.
I got the notepad out purposely.
You're going to go to the NBC website.
Yeah, but we're going from a Friday to a Sunday.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Forget it.
Yeah, so we can't do that. We may go Thursday night. I'm not sure.
It's about your only chance if you're going to do the TV show run.
All right, so NBC.
NBC, you got quite a few shows going on in New York and NBC to see. And then CBS, you got one show.
Right.
Well,
when do they tape Saturday Night Live? On Saturday?
Saturday night, they actually do, but you can't get tickets to it. You can get tickets to the rehearsal.
How come you can't get tickets to the regular Saturday Night Live?
Oh, they're sold out like a thousand.
You think if I had one of my Hollywood celebrities make a call, I could get in?
Possibly. But you could probably get tickets to the rehearsal, which is just as good. That's Friday night. They do the whole thing Friday night.
Oh. All right.
So that's not bad. It takes a little bit longer because sometimes they stop. It's a lot more fun.
I'm thinking more restaurant type, like bar, restaurant.
Oh,
I know
okay.
You said Tavern on the Green, but that's...
Yeah.
You know, what? I don't know.
Well, during the winter, it's a little difficult because it's cold.
Yeah.
The nice part of the Tavern on the Green is sitting outside with the skyline.
Do you know what I want to do on Friday night? I don't know if my wife wants to, and you're going to laugh at me. I've never been to the Madison Square Garden. Ever. Have you been to MSG?
Oh, yeah, many times.
Never been there. And Daryl Hall and John Oates are playing.
Oh, together?
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah, right?
I never cared for them too much.
No?
No.
That whole Private Eye song just gets me
Why
every
does
time.
Why John Oates even come into play anymore?
It should just be Daryl Hall.
Yeah, seriously. Daryl Hall and John Oates happens to be there.
Maybe Daryl Hall should team up with like Art Garfunkel.
Something like
Hall
that.
Hall and Garfunkel.
Garfunkel.
Wouldn't that be fun if you just took groups
and
you just crisscrossed them?
Pretty much. Well, you get twice the song. So it's not so bad. Yeah, Madison Square. They have the Felt Forum, which I don't think it's called that anymore. That's like a theater.
Oh, that
and
maybe
that's probably where they're playing.
Oh, because I can't imagine them selling out Madison Square Garden.
Yeah, that's a big venue there. But they do. I mean, people do play that place. The Garden is not. It's not pretty.
No.
No. It's an old.
No, I know.
Building.
Just never. I've never been.
Yeah. Not a big deal.
So we may leave Thursday around 4 and stay Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday night, and come back Sunday. But that's like a $2,000 long weekend.
Why?
It's expensive.
How much is the room, do you remember?
Three something a night.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. I mean, it's pricey.
Can be.
I do have a New York City cop that's going to let me park my vehicle at his precinct.
That saves you a lot because parking's like $30, $40 a night.
Yeah. So that'll save me $150.
That's not bad.
Right.
Make sure you take your gun out of the car.
Hey, I've been doing a favor for him, yeah. So he's gonna
good
hook,
for you.
He's gonna hook me
good
up
for you.
But you know, what are the best things for her to do? Like, you know, I mean, she's
yeah. What does she like to do?
She's not a big shopper.
She like to go to museums.
No, oh. I've done those. I've done the museums with my son and baby mama number two. Yeah. When I went in,
you know what you could do is
she likes live music in an intimate setting.
Oh, this right.
So that's what she likes.
Fifth Avenue, between Fifth and Sixth Avenue, and around I think it's 54th or 55th Street. Those streets in there, yeah. They have all kinds of clubs, jazz clubs, piano players,
really?
Cocktail lounges. Really nice.
Oh, so Fifth and Sixth, between Fifth and Sixth Ave.
Yeah.
54. Yeah, because she likes, that's what she likes. She yeah. likes intimate yeah. music settings.
Yeah. Between Sixth and Seventh, between Sixth and Broadway as well. But yeah, it's the mid 50s. You'll find those places. Here's something else that's fun. You would love this, and
yeah.
she might too. And this is open, I believe, on Saturday, certainly Friday.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to call ahead. Yeah. Is the NBC tours? It takes you through the NBC television studios mm-hmm. and the radio.
Yep, I've done that. It's fun.
Oh, you've done
yeah.
it. Okay.
Yeah. So she'd probably like
she'd like that. But you have to do that ahead of. You have to get tickets ahead of time online.
So they probably do that on a Saturday.
Probably.
You know what she likes also is she likes. Mm. Like a really nice hip dessert place.
Oh, a hip dessert
get
place.
Like a nice, like, you ever go to Finale in Boston?
No.
Yeah, you know, it's the Finale. You have a nice nice cup of like a cappuccino in
yeah.
a dessert.
Yeah, maybe any place like
maybe
that.
I take her into maybe we'd go into have dinner at Little Italy.
Sure.
No, you don't like it in there?
What's the difference between that and going to North End? Nothing.
Same thing. It's nothing. Just you're in New York.
Nothing.
What about Chinatown? Yeah. Soho? Again, I like shopping in Soho.
It's all right. It's not near where you are.
No, we're staying in the Times Square area. So I'll probably take her to Carnegie Deli just to see what the big sandwiches are like.
That's fun. Yeah.
Yeah. I'll probably do
a big sandwich.
I'll probably do
expensive big sandwich.
I love their but they have awesome pastrami.
Sure do.
Oh.
Well, that'll put you away. How's your heart? Good?
Yes.
Good. Veins open?
Yes.
Good.
Yes.
Open concept veins.
They speak of the devil.
Mm-hmm. Because that'll put you away.
You were telling me that you were starting to drink black coffee.
Correct.
Yes, and once you go black, you never go back.
Certainly not.
Remember that with your coffee.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I drink only black coffee.
Do you really?
Yes.
Did you ever drink with cream?
I did.
And then you went to black and never went back?
I did. I was, at one point, I was doing a security gig for a local coffee chain
mm-hmm,
here.
Mm-hmm.
They're pink and sexy.
I understand which one.
Yeah, yes.
Mary Lou's, may I say?
Yeah,
you're going to say something negative?
Yeah. No, Mary Lou's News. Okay, no, okay. No, I like Mary Lou Sandry. She's
if you're going to say something positive,
she's a nice person.
Then you can say the name of the place.
Yeah, Mary Lou's.
If you're going to trash them, then
no, not at all. Okay. I did their security back in the, I don't know, late 90s, early 2000s.
Security? What, were you protecting their tits? I don't understand. What were you protecting?
I was responsible of going around. This is probably before they expanded so much.
What are they worth
taking? I'd go into the stores and make sure that the girls were in their name tags. And they were showing enough cleavage, and
you have
seriously.
Some tough jobs. You really have
seriously,
some tough jobs.
I was.
God, how do you put up with these jobs?
Right.
You wanted to make sure they had enough cleavage.
Yes,
I
but
see.
Because it was very important to them that
well, certainly,
that the girls certainly. Were sexy.
Now, not so much now,
right? Well, they could be sexier back then. Now you have all these effing ugly prudes that ruined it for everyone. That,
well, they're
you
not
know,
ugly. Well, that they're not.
I shouldn't say ugly.
You know, they're
everyone's beautiful to their parents.
You know, have you ever noticed before we get back into the Mary Lou's security thing and how you actually solve the problem? girls. It's interesting that there are very few unattractive women these days. As a man.
Yes.
There are very few unattractive women.
In general.
Very rarely do you come across somebody that is like, oh man, that is ugly. It's very really rare.
Yeah.
You see overweight,
right.
Yes, but you don't see,
overweight can be
even
sexy.
Look. Sure.
Yeah.
But you don't see many females where you look at their face and go, oh no. You don't.
No, thanks to Mary Kay Cosmetics.
I think I just think it's the way. Did you ever look at your yearbook?
Yes.
And look at the pictures of the girls when you were in high school?
Yes.
90% dogs.
Yeah.
And I don't know why that is. I think it's hairstyles and clothing and stuff like that.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. We're not produced. Maybe better looking people are getting together now and making kids.
They seem to look
kids.
Better as they get older, some of them. A lot of people.
Yeah. Yeah, plastic surgery, makeup, exercise, eating right.
I mean, it's more so that you see somebody from high school and then you see them older and you say, oh my goodness, you turned into than the other way around.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I know one girl in particular who is the smoke show of my class.
Yeah.
And I've seen her recently and she's weathered.
Well, perhaps she's been out in the rain a little too long, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, she's weathered a lot.
Okay.
I mean, I'm not one to judge how someone looks. Certainly not. Consider myself a semi-attractive looking male. I feel really good looking at certain moments and really ugly at certain moments. Like occasionally I'll glance in my rearview mirror and I'll say, damn, I look good.
And then others.
Yeah, other times.
Isn't it interesting how your image of yourself in your mind is sometimes very, very far than what, if someone takes a picture of you, you always say, oh, that's a bad picture of me.
And then they always comment, but that's actually a nice picture of you.
Yeah, you know, something's wrong there.
Right.
But you say, man, I don't look like that, but it's a picture of you, you do. But at that point, I realized that my concept of myself and what I really look like are really two different things.
True.
Yeah.
And I also respect heavy people in a way.
I do too.
I respect a heavy person too. That can take their shirt off at the pool and just not give a shit.
I think that's age.
I'll be 47 in 2 months, and I am in better shape than 99% of most guys my age from my class.
Or people who are 99.
Yes, and 99-year-old people, and I still struggle with body image. You know that I have, and I'm going to sound like a freaking narcissist, but you know that I don't, we have a huge mirror in our bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't looked at myself naked in that mirror since I've moved into the house. Mm-hmm. I crawl on my hands and knees to get past it. Funny. I turn the lights off. I walk sideways with my face the other way. Yeah, I won't look at myself.
Yeah.
I just
full body shots.
I struggle. Right. Yeah. If chest up, I'm okay.
Yeah.
But then I even look down at my chest now and all my chest hair is gray.
Yeah.
That's freaking depressing.
Do you know how you know if you're overweight or not?
How?
If you can see your penis, then you're good.
I can see mine still.
There are days I can't.
Yeah. And depends if it's a full moon.
It's there, but I can't see it from my perspective.
Right.
So, yeah, that's to me, that's it.
Right.
Okay, let's go back to Mary Lou's.
Oh, well, so what was I saying?
Mary Lou's.
Why was I talking? Oh, the coffee?
Yeah.
Oh, because when I was visiting, there are 10 locations or whatever I'd have to visit, you know, five a day.
Which would be 20 when you add all the...
Five a day or so.
Right.
I'd always get a cup of coffee.
Right.
And I'd get cream and sugar.
Sure.
So eventually, I'd drink 3-4 cups of coffee a day with cream and sugar. Eventually, I started to pack the weight on.
Oh, I see.
So I forced myself to go black.
Go black.
It took like a week to get my taste buds used to it. But if you buy black coffee with a little flavor, like wild berry or French vanilla.
I think that's got some sugar in it, though.
Does it?
Yeah. But nothing like what you're talking about.
Enough with this eating clean shit you were talking about.
Well, you have to mix it up.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
I mean, I heard one of your prior broadcasts, and you're on the proverbial weight loss.
I'm trying to change my lifestyle.
We've
been
friends for 15 years, and you've been talking about this since day one.
I'll never eat fatty meat again. I'll always eat the leaner.
What's fatty
cuts.
Meat like
pastrami?
Pastrami. You can get lean pastrami.
Not really. Not really. It's all marbled.
What, really?
And it's got fat and like marbled in it, I've cut down or actually stopped hot dogs, which I used to love.
Bologna is so good.
I know, but I can't. Did you ever take your hand and run it over a slice of bologna? It you can't. Yeah. It just slides right off.
I love bologna.
That's all fat.
But that's all our mothers gave us back then, and we drank out of garden hoses, and we rode in the back seat of a pickup truck.
Well, the garden hose was okay.
I know,
but the bologna, not.
You know what I love doing? One of my favorite pastimes is I'm a huge pickle fan.
Yes.
Are you a pickle guy?
How do you mean this?
I love kosher dill pickles.
I do too.
I just love pickles.
Just be really careful because they can really
your sodium.
Sodium's bad, but it's more that it's social. It's social because someone can always tell if you had a pickle.
Why, if you, breath? If you,
yes.
Really, pickle garlic?
Breath. Pickle breath. Sometimes there's garlic in it, which is even worse. But pickle breath is someone can always tell you had a pickle.
You know what I do?
They tell me. Do you have a pickle? I said, yeah, amazing.
Take a sliver of pickle,
mm-hmm.
and I roll it up in a piece of bologna, and I just eat it that way.
Why don't you just have an olive loaf?
I don't... right.
Which I love, by the way.
Yes,
I love olive loaf.
My twins are pickle and olive freaks.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You want to try something?
What?
Do you know how to pickle something?
Oh, like in a jar?
It's just salt and vinegar kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Pickled red onions.
Are they good?
Man, you really? Can put them on anything. So good.
See, I love onions, so but good. My second wife banned me from eating onions.
Why?
I don't know. Because
if you pickle them, you can't smell.
Because you knew who she was, and that's your answer.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, she banned anything.
Right. I wasn't allowed to eat onions.
Oh.
So now every time I have an I see an onion, I go into a cold sweat.
Yeah, if you pickle them, then they don't have that. Yeah, it's very good.
You know, I'm trying to think. What did I eat this weekend? Friday night, I went out to dinner with my sister and her husband, and I had a salad, a house salad, a garden salad.
This is like Facebook.
Yeah, I had a garden salad, and I shared half a slice of pizza with my wife. Half a pizza with my wife.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Because if you were going to say half a slice, say, how dare you? How dare you tell me that I'm trying to eat healthy, and you're eating half a slice of pizza? Come on, man. How can you do that?
And then Saturday, I took the whole family out to the local Chinese restaurant.
Nice.
And it was like...
Very fattening food.
Oh,
I don't know what it is about Chinese food. It doesn't look like it should be fattening at all.
My youngest son, Max, doesn't like Chinese food, so he had an order of French fries, and they taste like Chinese food.
In a Chinese restaurant?
Yeah.
In French fries?
And they tasted like Chinese, because they fry everything in the same grease.
It's all a wok.
But the...
yeah, they put it in those baskets there. Yeah, which is not really healthy either. Yeah. I don't know, Mark. I your wife is extremely skinny.
She's
trying to put weight on?
Yeah, see, I
what a problem.
You'll understand this. 2 weeks ago, Ron directed and produced my documentary film, A Father's Fight, back in 2000. Ron directed it, and I starred in it. It was 2009, and I was doing a lot of MMA back then. I was 40 years old, and now I'm going to be 47.
Yeah.
So I went back to the local MMA school in my town where I live 2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
The first night back, what happens 20 minutes in? I get thrown on my shoulder the wrong way and I sprain my AC joint.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right, so my wife is the one that was saying, go out and do something. You're a lump on the log. You bitch all the time about how you're overweight. You seem depressed. Why don't you try the MMA school down the street? So I went out and bought a new jock strap and a new cup just to celebrate.
Congrats.
Yes, now I have a jock strap and a cup that I no longer need. If anybody needs a jock strap and a cup, they've only been used once.
Yeah, rent them out. Yeah, that's good.
It's only been used once. Oh, I'll sell it to you for cheap.
That certainly is fine.
So I realized after that I'm...
only used once.
That I'm no longer going back to MMA.
That
I'm done. I was thinking of A Father's Fight Part 2 when I hit 50.
Yeah, now you know that ain't going to happen.
Yeah, it was a freak accident, and I'm sure it won't happen again. But you know what? My wife has been bugging the shit out of me to do yoga with her. I went once. I hated it. Now I think I may have to go back with her again.
Why do you have to?
I mean, because I need to do something.
Once you get shuffleboard. Father's Fight Shuffleboard 2.
Father's Fight Shuffleboard 2. I don't know. I don't know. Want to take up golf? Do you golf?
I would if I had someone to play. If you played golf, I would play golf.
I'd start golfing with you.
I would golf.
I just suck at it.
I don't have any clubs, really.
I don't either.
I have a putter.
I don't either. I have to get a set. But
I
suck at golf.
Can you rent clubs from golf courses? Or they don't even let you in?
You kind of look like a loser when you rent gloves. It's kind of like...
Hello, how would that change?
Right. Kind of like if I bowl, I bring my own shoes.
But you can rent all that stuff at bowling alley. Why can't you rent that stuff? I'm not going to go out and buy golf clubs. That's expensive.
Well,
you have
a few shillings in the bank. You can buy clubs.
No, golf clubs are expensive.
So I think what we do is
we
go out and golf a couple of times and we rent them.
Yeah, we share the clubs.
And then if we like the club, you want to go half on a bag?
Are we talking about clubs still?
Are you a righty or a lefty?
Righty.
All right, because my brother-in-law is a lefty, and I can never borrow his clubs.
I would think that that the lesser clubs, like in Whitman, the Strawberry Fields, the Valley.
Strawberry Valley, yeah.
I assume that
they are. You can rent there, yeah.
But let's do it.
I'll go do it with you when the spring comes. That's a par nine.
I don't give a crap what par.
Meaning, doing 18 holes is hard.
It is hard. It's too long.
And it's frustrating. It's one of those sports.
And no golf cart. You got to walk. Otherwise, there's no point to this at all. Oh, come on, man. You can't walk 9 holes.
18 holes in Pembroke? It's long.
Well, we're not going to Pembroke.
I know. I'm just saying. I'll go. All right. You want to go today?
No.
It's snowy out.
It's not snowing. It's just I need advance notice. Because I have to mentally prepare myself.
The golf course is not even open. There's still snow on the ground.
Probably not.
I'll try it. I only golf when I have charity events to go to.
Okay, wait a minute. This is not a charity.
Yes.
And you're not going to try it. We're going to do this.
Right. You're going to have to go to the driving range before, though.
Why?
And hit a few bags of balls.
You have to make sure no one else is going to be playing that day.
You get that pressure behind you, and someone's behind you.
Really do. Yeah.
Right, yeah.
I know that. Well, there comes a point where if you don't get the ball in within like 9 tries, you walk to the next hole, and
right.
That's a wash.
Right. I'll do. You know, I don't.
It's a great idea. Get out and walk, and then you can. There's a little bit of skill involved.
Why don't we just meet at the damn mall if you want to walk?
Want to go shopping together?
No, we'll just meet at the mall at 6.
Because there's no skill. There's no skill at the
mall. They open up the plaza at 6 a.m.
I know.
You know, for the blue hairs.
Yeah, but then, again, this is a good excuse to walk to play golf. And they have the little ball washing stations,
yes.
Which I found out is for the golf balls now. Ooh, was that embarrassing.
My wife's a great ball.
Yeah, I can imagine.
She is.
Very embarrassing mistake, although I was very clean.
Love my wife.
That's good. That's a good option.
I have a very good wife.
Yes, you do.
I am.
There's even a show called her.
The good wife.
Yeah.
I don't watch it.
I don't either.
So speaking of shows,
I don't believe there's any such thing.
What my wife just, I don't think you watched it, but my wife just finished. I gave her 2 shows to watch over the winter, and she blasted through both of them. So I didn't see much of her at night, mm-hmm. and it gave me an excuse to fall asleep
yeah,
early.
Yeah, I know. I go through that, too.
She went through Sopranos, which she loved, mm-hmm. and she went through Breaking Bad.
Uh-huh.
Did you see Breaking Bad?
I don't want to.
No?
Because it's about a drug guy that is the likable character, and I'm not into that.
No?
I think it's a bad message.
Yeah, it was a good movie. It was a good show.
I don't care for it.
Now, what about that Making of a Murderer everyone's watching?
Never heard of it.
It's on Netflix.
Never heard of
everyone's, it. All right, another good show if you like a crime show.
I don't like Netflix.
If you like a crime show.
I don't like crime shows.
No?
No. Oh. I don't like anything.
And I like watching it because she's so freaking hot for a middle-aged woman.
Nothing longer than half an hour.
All right. Who? The new show with J-Lo.
Oh.
And Ray Liotta.
Okay.
It's a crime show.
Shades of Blue. I don't even like her. I don't like J-Lo.
No, but she's really good looking.
She looks like too many different things. And she wears too much lipstick. And too much makeup. I don't think she's pretty.
All right,
she's only pretty when she makes a painting of herself.
No. Are you watching American Idol this year?
I started watching it, got bored.
Really?
But I want to watch it because it's the last season, and I have a feeling when they do the final stuff,
it'll be good.
They're going to blow it away with celebrities like you never saw.
I love Harry Connick Jr.
I don't like him. This is crazy. I don't seem to like anybody.
Really?
Do I?
Did I ever tell you my Harry Connick Jr. story?
I think we're ready to hear it.
I was on a surveillance
mm-hmm.
about a year and a half ago in the Four Seasons in Boston.
Okay.
And I was watching a woman.
Yeah.
And that's I don't know if you've been in the Four Seasons in Boston.
Yes, I have. I've done some weddings there.
Yeah, it's a tough venue. So if you walk into the Four Seasons, mm-hmm. straight ahead is the check-in.
Yep.
And then there's to the left is a little sitting area, mm-hmm. and then there's the elevators. Yep. And then if you continue down, there's that cool little pub.
Yep.
Restaurant pub, mm-hmm. whatever it is. And the woman that I was watching was kind of in that pub, and I couldn't go in the pub because I couldn't get a seat. Actually, she was standing outside the pub.
Mm-hmm.
That's what she was doing, and she was talking to someone. And so I was sitting in one of the nice chairs, you know, when you first walk in to the left, and just kind of pretending I was like waiting for someone. And who comes off the elevator and stands right in front of me is Harry Connick Jr. And Branford Marsalis and like half his band.
Oh, wow.
And he was like blocking my freaking view.
Oh, no.
For like, and he wouldn't stop talking for like 45 minutes. And I almost walked up to him and said, hey, Harry, can you? I kind of wanted to walk up to him and get a photo op because I really, really, I think he's one of the most, well, put it this way.
What?
When I in the early 90s, he had the first couple of his CDs were really, really good.
Yeah.
And I was really big into Harry Connick Jr. And every time he performs on the show, I don't think he's very good.
No, he's not very good.
Right? He's not very good.
He used to be better.
Right.
But he's all right. He's a little full of himself. That's what I like about him.
I like him as an actor.
Better, yes.
He's
better,
a really good actor,
better,
and he
better.
Plays a good psychopath in some of his movies.
He does. He does. He does that very well.
Yeah, like he's a really good actor.
He gets that part a lot.
And I like Keith Urban a lot, too.
Oh, my God.
No?
Oh, are you serious?
Yeah, I like all three of them.
Is he alive, or is he like a little play character?
Why, because he's just like so...
He's
like,
so tiny and...
Tiny and...
He looks like David Spade to me.
He's a handsome guy.
Looks like David Spade.
No, he's better looking David Spade.
I don't like he's too tiny. He's a tiny little
nebbish. I'm a tiny guy.
Not like that, man.
Yeah, that's he's a tiny no muscles. Nebbish. Right.
And then he's married to...
Nicole Kidman.
Yeah, like what the hell's she thinking? Why would you marry something that's so small like that?
Yeah. I think it's them ridiculous. Three are the best judges they've ever had.
Oh, nothing beats the beginning.
Well, Paula, Simon, and Randy.
Paula was an asshole, but they made her out to
dog,
be so that it was
dog,
fun.
Dog, dog. Yeah.
Simon was the show, man. As soon as he left, there was really no point to continuing.
Yeah, but Harry's plays somewhat of that Simon role. He's honest, more honest with people.
Yeah, but he didn't have the daggers. That was more
fun. He just gets too technical sometimes because he's such a...
Simon Cowell on American Idol is like Donald Trump running for president. It's the same kind of nasty entertainment quality.
Right. I'm watching it and it's keeping my attention. There's a couple of local girls on.
Yeah, I know.
A lot of attractive girls. Speaking of attractive,
I'm telling you, they don't make them differently anymore. They're all attractive now.
A lot. So now they're in Hollywood and they're kicking people off.
Yeah, I saw that.
And then it gets.
Know when I stopped watching? When I started doing the little groupings.
Yeah.
Where they perform together. I don't see the point of that. I don't get that. I don't see it.
Yeah, you can lose some talent in those groups.
Yeah, but that's not their fault. You know, it just doesn't make any sense.
And they don't do the whole, beginning of American Idol, it was more about making fun of people that couldn't sing.
Yeah.
And that was funny.
Yes.
And that was funny.
It's horrible to admit, but it was
horrible
true.
That they used to really shit on people.
Yeah.
But they don't shit on people
not
anymore.
That much.
It's
the last season. Who cares now, I guess.
So what situational comedies are you watching? You watch like Dr. Ken or something?
No, I never saw that show.
Asian doctor?
No, I won't.
No, what do you watch? Last Man on Earth?
No, I never saw that before.
Very funny.
Never saw that.
Very funny.
I guess I don't watch a lot of those either. There's nothing that draws
so you're watching,
me.
So that's why you spent a whole day of your time trying to get antenna TV in your house, because you just want to watch stuff from the past.
I really don't know what I want. I always watch something, but I don't know. I like Shark Tank.
That's
fun.
Do you watch anything on Animal Planet?
Yes, quite a few things.
Can I give a plug to my old roommate in Los Angeles?
Sure.
The show's kind of but Yankee Jungle.
Oh, nice.
Saturday nights. You know what it is?
Yeah.
Jason Honston, he's a comic, is on that show. And it's on Saturday night, so make sure you check it out. They need the ratings. It's like an animal farm up in Maine, and they rescue animals.
Yeah. It could be more interesting if they tried.
Yeah. You watch Pit Bulls and Parolees?
Nope. Never heard of it.
You say you watch a lot of shit, but you can't give me anything. You watch Dateline in 48 Hours?
Nope.
No?
Nope.
That's my go-to-sleep shit.
Yeah, because it puts you to sleep.
It puts me to sleep. So I put Dateline on.
After 9 o'clock, it doesn't matter what shows. It puts me to sleep.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know what I watch now. Now you've challenged me, and I don't really know, but I'm always watching something, but I don't know what it is.
Do you watch stuff on like YouTube on the big TV like you're watching a regular?
I like to, but my partner spouse doesn't like YouTube at all because it doesn't refresh fast enough. She doesn't think the quality is quite there yet.
Do you watch TV together?
No.
That's the main thing.
Our tastes in television shows are totally opposite.
So
totally opposite.
So you don't have any because that's kind of a bonding thing with your spouse. You watch a show together with someone.
No, not for me.
Like, honey, what do you want to do tonight? Oh, let's get naked, then we'll watch our show.
Yeah.
No?
No.
So what does she watch? Maybe it's something I like, and I'll come over and watch TV with her.
She watches all the stuff you just said.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I don't know. I watch a lot of game show stuff, and I mean, I have TVs in every room, so I just go somewhere else.
My twins have been trying to get on Shark Tank.
That's not a bad idea.
With their little t-shirt company.
Yeah, see, the problem is the little t-shirt company, they probably wouldn't.
Right.
Yeah.
I just figured it would be something too.
I'm very inspired by that show, even though most of the people are pretty stupid, but I'm pretty inspired by that.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
Do you think The Apprentice is coming back? And Arnold Schwarzenegger's hosting it.
Yeah. I didn't watch it too much, even when the
Trump.
Other guy was.
So I see you're pulling for Bernie Sanders now.
I don't know who to pull for because I do think Bernie Sanders is wonderful, but I don't think that being a socialist is going to get you to be president.
And his age scares me.
We've had older.
We have?
Yes.
We've had older get in?
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Historically speaking.
Reagan.
Yeah, but he didn't start off that old.
Well, he started off zero.
No. Well, his first term, he wasn't.
I think he was.
Was he really? Yeah. He just looked good.
Well, he was a movie star actor.
Right. You
know. I never thought Reagan was that much of a president, to be honest with you, but for some reason, he's God to the Republicans, and I never really got that. I thought he napped all day, and then he would take credit for everything that happened.
He is God to the Republicans.
But I don't know why.
I can't believe how much Carson shits on him. From watching the show.
Yeah.
He's all going after him. Yeah. You know what also bothered me about Carson?
What?
Never noticed it until they did he was doing something where they zoomed the cameras in on his face.
Mm-hmm.
And cause he was making some mouth gesture. And his teeth were really bad.
I really didn't know.
Like his lower teeth were all brown.
He chain smoked like chain smoking was his deal. He chain smoked always, ever. He was always smoking.
Yeah.
Always. And I told you, I knew him, off the show when he came to the movie theaters and stuff.
Yeah.
And
nice
Chainsmoke. No.
Yeah.
Not nasty, but incredibly shy.
Yeah.
A control freak. I guess that's what they call that, passive aggressive.
Yeah.
A control freak, yet didn't talk.
Really?
And he felt out of his element unless he was
on
the show in his element.
An introvert, you'd call it, right?
Most performers are, except for you.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm kind of the same character on and off
the
air.
Pretty much, yeah. Yeah.
You are a little bit.
I'm an introvert. I don't like people at all.
Right. Yeah, you know, I get offended a lot when I listen to your shows.
You should.
Because I feel like some of the shit's directed at me.
everybody should feel that way. As I said on the show, actually, many, many times, that when you do radio or television, you have to make it larger than life. Otherwise, people would just go, oh, there's just a person talking. So you have to exaggerate everything that you do in every way to make it interesting. So it's an exaggeration of what I really am.
Right. Mm-hmm. Do you watch the new late night shows? Like, do you watch Fallon? Do you like Fallon?
No.
No,
a lot of people don't. He's very talented.
He's talented, but he's a shitty interviewer.
A very shitty interviewer.
Yeah,
they're all shitty interviewers, as a matter of fact.
Kimmel,
he's all right, but you know,
tries too hard to be funny.
It's college prank kind of humor that I'm going to. Fallon should be hosting a game show and not a talk show.
Yeah.
I like Seth Meyers. He's a good interviewer and he's intelligently
funny. He's very talented.
Funny.
Did you see that video that went viral with the Boston?
Yes.
That was very talented.
Stephen Colbert, his writers are incredible, but he is a horrible interviewer. Yeah. He never shuts up.
What about, I think he's off now, but I used to like Craig Ferguson.
He was my favorite of all.
I liked him.
He took the talk show and turned it into a different venue kind of idea.
Yeah, he was talented.
And I just wish he would go to some other network and do that. Maybe do it like at 10 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
He was very, very funny, and he made all his guests Just, it was like, yeah. don't tell me what movies you're going to be in. Let's just shoot the shit.
That's how I interview. I like to think. That's the way you, that's wonderful. How you interview.
He was wonderful.
All right. Well,
I think we're out of time.
Yeah.
It's been an hour.
I never bring anything relevant to the show. I'm a loser. I'm going to go.
What could you bring that's relevant? What are we going to talk about that would possibly be relevant? Nobody cares. Yeah. They can listen to so many other shows with relevant topics,
right.
Interview people about how tires can blow up if you go fast in 60 miles. I don't care about that.
All right. Well, thanks for having me again.
Pleasure maybe being here, Mark.
You'll see from me, hear from me soon.
And I will see from you soon, too.
Yes.
Well, I don't know what that meant. Good luck on your trip there in New York.
Thank you.
Maybe we'll see you before you do that. You never know.
You never know.
Got a question for you before you leave.
Yeah.
I see what you're wearing. Never mind. Bye.
See ya.